Shattered Justice by Susan Furlong. Performed by Amy Landon. Patrick. It's been 2 years and three more books. Yet in my heart, time stands still. Author's note. It's estimated that almost 30,000 Irish travelers reside throughout the United States. Descendants of nomadic Irish peoples who immigrated to the United States during the Great Famine, the travelers settled throughout the country in extended family groups or clans, with the largest concentrations living in South Carolina, Georgia, Texas, and Tennessee. As itinerant workers who speak distinct dialects of Irish cant, known as Gammon or Shelta, they are often marginalized for their unique lifestyles and esoteric customs. I am not an Irish traveler. I'm a story writer, and while I have tried to portray Irish travelers as accurately as possible, they are a secret, closed sect of our American society. Endogamous, they prefer to live quietly, frequently going to great extents to protect their privacy. Travelers are often stereotyped as immoral and lawless, yet these characterizations overshadow what I have come to know as a culture filled with decency and built on strong family bonds and unbreakable fortitude. Through my writing, I hope readers will come to have a greater understanding and appreciation for the Irish traveler's unique way of life. The source of justice is not vengeance, but charity. Saint Bridget of Sweden. Chapter 1. Shot glasses were raised, a toast was made, and a buck-naked man galloped by on a stick horse. I hovered, dark and low, in the corner seat, cowboy music thumping through my veins, my heartbeat taking up rhythm with the pounding bass. Strobing lights, clinking glasses, the smell of stale beer, bad breath, and chintzy perfume. And the man, one hand holding yellow plastic straps attached to a crazy, smiling horsey head, the other waving through the air in time with his thrusting hips. Yee-haw, ride 'em, cowboy! Bucking bronco. Sex on a stick. Never seen anything like it. Couldn't hardly believe I was seeing it now. The barmaid returned with another half dozen drinks, which would, in times past, have been the only excuse I needed to stay. Now I eyed the drinks and squirmed, wishing I had an excuse to leave. Maureen, Mo, Black, a distant cousin on Grand's side, I think. Hard to tell when you have as many kin as we do. Passed a glass my way, and after a quick clink-clink, downed her drink.